Okay, good morning, gentlemen. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. Yesterday, we spoke about the Torah of the woman that she's born with. Unlike a man that needs to acquire it, she was already made. She was already made with her Torah. That's a very encouraging piece of information for any woman when she's told or reminded that all the wisdom, all the chokhmah that she needs to lead herself, lead her family, is already within her. Sometimes a person needs to go out and get something. But if it's right in front of him, it's already there. It's definitely a lot closer to the person to achieve it. A person is able to find the strength when they know they have something inside of them already. Every woman needs to know that she was created with this Torah. Torat Imecha. While it's very encouraging, there needs to be a follow-up to this class, to this reality that we learned. And I'd like to share with you an important midrash. The midrash talking about Birkat Kohanim explains Yevarecha Hashem Veishmerecha. Famous words of Birkat Kohanim. Literally, the words mean Hashem should bless you and watch over you. Comes the midrash and says Yevarecha Hashem Bebanim. You should be blessed with boys. Veishmerecha bebanot. She watch over you. That's with the girls. So when it comes to the boys, it's a bracha. When it comes to the girls, it's a shemirah. You have to watch over them. Shemirah means protection, to watch. Girls, banot, women, need shemirah. They also are a shemirah. But for them to be the shomer, they have to first be watched. In what aspect does a woman need shemirah? What the midrash is saying is that having a girl in your family is a responsibility of watching over her. In what way do I have to watch over my daughter? When you watch something, that means it's precious. And also means that it's sensitive. Things that are precious, you have to watch over them. And things that can easily get damaged, you have to watch them. A woman has something very precious. She is the internal motor of the future of the Jewish people. The home that I will build has everything to do with the woman and what she's going to do in it. So the results of my life and my future are all dependent on her. So of course, her value is beyond and therefore needs to be watched. When I'm raising a girl, I have to know this little girl is the future of her family. It's not going to be her husband that's going to make it or break it. It's going to be this girl. So when I raise a girl, I need to know the tremendous value in what is sitting in my home. When I realize the value and where the value is, I need to be shomer. Also, like we said, the dangers for a woman when they're not watched is far greater than the dangers of a boy. And why is that? What's unique about a woman that makes Shemira the blessing? Meaning when you see someone have a boy, you tell him, what a beracha. You see he has a girl, so you got a big job. Shemira, Shmerecha. Someone should watch over you to watch over her. Let me share with you a midrash in Sefer Bereshit when it talks about the creation of a woman. We already mentioned this pasuk when it says that Hashem took from the rib of Adam and created Hava. So the midrash says, very interesting midrash, Vayiven Ketiv, says the midrash that when it came to create the woman, it says Vayiven. Even literally means Hashem built. But the midrash says that's not what it means. Well, it means that, but there's a deeper understanding. Hitbonen me'ayin librota. Hashem needed to think. From where to create her. Of course, Hashem thinks about everything. But the Midrash wants to make sure we understand, and the Torah wants us to understand, that there was a lot of thought before making Hava from the rib. It was with a lot of Heshbon. It wasn't a building where we just took one item and let's make it. There were a lot of options on the table. And Hashem had to think it through till he arrived at this exact place. What the Torah means to teach us is that every person, man and woman, needs to study what Hashem was thinking. When it says that Hashem thought a lot before he made Hava from the rib, it's basically telling me and you that I have to also think a lot about what Hashem thought. Because if Hashem thought it through and got to the end result, I'm only going to get to the desired result if I also think it through. Because if Hashem has to think so much, that means there are many choices and they could be dangerous. So listen to this midrash. Amar, Hashem said, the first place he wanted to create the woman from, the first area of Adam, would be the most obvious one. From the Rosh, he wanted to take a piece of the mind, a piece of the head of Adam, that is the highest and most important place in the human body. So Hashem says, for sure, that's the spot. Let me take from the Rosh of Adam and I'll create her from there. Hashem says, Lo evra otam. Oh, I can't do it. I can't. I want to do it from the Rosh, but I can't. Why? Shelo tehe meyakeret rosha. Because the woman should not be the head of the house. She should not be the melech of the house. So if I create her from the Rosh, it's going to give her a false impression that there are two leaders to this home. And the rule is, two kings cannot share one crown. There has to be leadership in the home. And that's not the woman's purpose. That's not where her strength is. There is a clear leadership of this home, and it cannot be the woman. Listen to these words of the Rambam. Very important words for every woman to know. We've been speaking a lot about how to treat a woman, the kavod of a woman, the sensitivities to a woman. The Rambam, just like he has instructions for the men how to love and respect and bring strength to his wife, the Rambam also says, V'chen tzivu hachamim al ha'isha, that we have commandments to the woman. Shetehiye mechabedet et bala beyoter midai, that she needs to respect her husband more than enough. When the Rambam spoke to the woman, when the Rambam spoke to the man, he told him that he should be mechabed et ishto yoter migufo. When he spoke to the man, he said, listen, honor your wife more than you honor yourself. She needs it more than you. But when it comes to the woman, he tells her, honor your husband yoter midai, more than enough. What does that mean, more than enough? What is enough, and what's more than that? He didn't tell us what enough is. So how could you say more than enough? What exactly is the measurement of yoter midai? So I once heard a most relevant and beautiful explanation to these words that seem to be not so clear in action. What exactly is the Rambam telling the woman? There's nobody that knows besides Hashem. Nobody knows a man better than his wife. In the streets, in the Bet Knesset, in the Bet Midrash, in his business, with his friends, a man could come off as very sweet, very humble, very religious, very kind, very unselfish, very caring, very straight. You see, when we're outdoors, we go and climb onto the stage, and the curtains open, and we start the big show. The smile comes out, the words flow with kindness and sweetness, the checkbook is open, and many beautiful things come out when the stage is, when the curtains are open. When the curtains close, so there you're going to find a man with his wife. Now she knows the real truth about all the things that people outside may not know. So what happens very often, you got to be careful, but don't do this, or be careful how to do it. But I've seen in my life many times when somebody praises a husband in front of his wife, and they tell his wife, "Ooh, your husband, there hasn't been...
You don't know what kind of...
You have no idea what kind of husband you have." The respect, the kindness, the sincerity, the confidence, the strength, the happiness.
Yeah.
And you see the woman's eyes looking. She's like, she's trying to control herself, and very often they control themselves. But they don't know what's going on. In her heart, what is she saying? Die. Whether she says die or she thinks die, she says, I know who he is. It's nowhere near what you're thinking. He's not as kind as you think. He's not as religious as you think. He's not as caring as you think. Die! And this is one of the pitfalls of a woman regarding her husband. Since she knows the truth, she won't be able to give him as much kavod as the people who don't know him as well. But says the Rambam, dear woman, be careful that you don't give him less honor than the people in the street. Don't follow your knowledge and give him honor according to what you know. You know, die. You know, enough. But you have to give him honor according to what the people think he is. It has to be your termidai. Unlike by the man to his wife, the Rambam told him, make sure you're very sensitive to her honor, her kavod, because she's more sensitive than you. Here, the Rambam is talking to the woman about a certain sensitivity that a man has. And that is, he wants to feel in his home respected. He wants to feel like he is the melech of the home. And of course, in that home, he needs his wife to show that kavod. When he sees outside is more respected than inside, it will ruin his ability to lead this home. So the Rambam says, make sure that you give your husband kavod yoter midai. Don't say, oh, I know you. Whether you think it or you're saying it, Make sure you don't act on it. Make sure you don't talk about it. He needs to see equal or more to the kavod he gets in the street. Make believe that he's also on stage with you. Continues the Rambam. Which means that a wife should show her husband that she is in awe of him. He needs to feel that the wife that he married looks up to him. Looks up means she looks at him and she can't believe his awesomeness. When she talks down to him, when she berates him, even though she may have good intentions, but she's ruining her husband. Continues the Rambam, we'll explain more. V'ta'aseh kol ma'aseha alpiv. Whatever she does, she should do it with his consultation. Make sure, ask him, what do you think we should do? Should I buy this? What's your opinion on this matter? Whenever she's doing something of value, make sure she gets his opinion and his approval. Ta'aseh kol ma'aseha alpiv. She may be smarter than him. She may know the answer better than he knows it. But says the Rambam, don't make a mistake. Wise woman, make sure you consult with him. You have to show him you're in awe, and you have to give him that authority by going over and saying, what do you think? You're the man here. You're the leader here. When a person works in a company and there are important decisions, they have to ask the boss, what do you think we should do? That's what a man needs in his house. A man needs to feel like he's the boss. And the wise woman knows how to ask, how to look, how to build an atmosphere where he feels that authority. Continues the Rambam. In her eyes, he should be like a minister. Who's a minister? From millions and millions of people, you get one minister. That means her husband in her eyes should be so meyuhad, so unique. Not like many women say, there's thousands like him. Someone tells her, there's no one like your husband. Tells him, relax. Plenty like him. Says the Ramban, no. Your husband should feel that when you look at him, you're looking at one in a million. That's what it means to be a sar, a minister. Is one of a million. You can't find a guy like this. That's the way. He may not be a sar. By the way, the Rambam didn't say that he is a sar. He didn't say he knows all the right answers. He didn't say he deserves that they should be in awe of him. The Rambam didn't one time say that this husband deserves more honor, that he deserves to be looked at in awe, that he deserves to be asked all the questions, that he deserves to be looked at as a one-of-a-kind minister. Not one word about who he is. It's irrelevant. What the reality is irrelevant. But that's what a husband needs from his wife to become a great leader in his home. Sar o melech.
Not one in a thousand, not one in a million. One in a billion.
Mehalechet b'ta'avat libo u'meraheket kol she'yisna. She's looking to do what he likes, and she keeps away things that are hateful to him, things he doesn't like. She doesn't want to do those things. Well, what is the Rambam saying? What is he telling the wise woman? So many women, had they read this Rambam when they were younger and got married, they would have had a much greater home. What is this Rambam all about? Notice when the Rambam spoke to the husband, he gave him a whole list of instructions, but they were different than these. The Rambam is teaching us that our Torah is clear that men and women in a marriage have different needs. If a woman gets what she needs from her husband, and a man gets what she needs from his wife, it's going to be a great home. They're not the same. They're not equal. A man in his nature needs to feel like he's the leader. He needs to feel that he's running the show in his home. Now, experience has shown that if the woman does what the Rambam says, the husband will leave her alone. He's not going to really be involved in her decisions. It's not so much he has to be a melech. He has to feel like a melech. Like he says, ve'yeh be'aneha. In her eyes, he has to be like a minister, like a king. He has to feel like he's the boss. In reality, when a woman makes a husband feel like the boss, he doesn't want to decide anything. Tell her, do what you want. Tell her, what do you think? Should I buy this? If you like it, why not? When he feels that he's being ignored and he feels like she's running the show, it is then that he gets involved. No, no, you can't get that. It's nothing to do with the ayah. Nothing really. It's about, I'm the boss here. So to the advantage of the wise woman, when she gives her husband the recipe and make him feel that he is mechubad, he is important in her eyes, that he's leading this home, she asks him, that's the way she talks to him. All of a sudden, she has a husband that really wants to give her everything that she wants and needs. These are the ground rules that Rambam writes for the wise woman. So that's what the Midrash means. The Midrash says, Hashem says, well, the natural first place to go to create a woman from Adam, give up from his head. Hashem said, I can't. Because if I create her from the head of the Adam, I'm afraid she's going to feel like she's the boss with a license. A, I'm smarter than him, which she usually is. She knows better what to do than him. So, and now she has a proof. Look where God made me from. He made me from the head. So therefore, I'm going to be a boss, just like you, maybe more than you. Hashem says that's the destruction of a marriage. What a beautiful midrash. See, you read these midrashim and you have to understand what he's saying. Lo evra ota min harosh. Hashem says, I cannot create her from the head. That's the first place I want to go create her from, but I can't. Shelo tehe meyakeret rosha. Because then I'm going to give her a message that she's going to be the boss of the house, and that would ruin herself and her family. She cannot be the boss of the house. Again, in practice, she can be the boss. In practice, she can be the boss. But she can't give off the impression that he's not the boss. Meyakeret et rosha means that her head becomes bossy. In reality, she could be the boss. She can make all the decisions. But she has to give that honor, that seat has to be to her husband. Continues the Midrash. Hashem says, okay, we can't create her from the head. Let's create her from the eye. Next item. Lo min ha'ayin. The eye is a tremendous power, both physically, you know, in the senses. A person can only touch what's right next to him. A person can only eat what goes in his mouth. A person can only smell something that's, it could be further than touch and further than eating, but it's got to be within 20 feet, 30 feet, 50 feet, 100 feet. Smelling is more powerful physically than touch, but there's nothing more powerful than the eyes. The eyes on a clear day could see 50 miles. That means the eye is able to reach 50 miles ahead. The hands can't do that. Touch can't do that. Smell can't do that. The eyes are very powerful physically, and they're very powerful spiritually. The eyes are much more than cameras. The eyes are the spiritual connection to the world. The eyes are a very big part of a person's ruhaniyut. That's why the Torah commands us, Lo taturu ahare levavchem ve'ahare einechem. Watch your eyes. Because your eyes are a very powerful part of what you will become, what you see, what you don't see. Shmirat einayim means to watch your eyes. It's much more than just seeing something. The eyes have a very big effect on the person and the neshama. So Hashem's okay. We can't create it from the rosh. She's going to make herself the boss of the house. Out. Too dangerous. Let's go to the eyes. Hashem says, no, can't do that one either. Shelo tehe sakranit. What's sakranit mean? She shouldn't live a life with too much curiosity. Her eyes gonna look over here, over there. That means one of the dangers of a woman that she's very capable of. The Midrash is listing all the dangers of the woman. That's basically what it's doing. First danger is she thinks she's the boss of the house. Danger. Danger two, she's looking all over the place. She's looking in this house. She's looking in that place. She's looking what they're doing. She's looking at her children. No good. A woman's eyes are very dangerous when they're looking all over the place. We already learned. Stay in your bags. Hazal, I can't give. No, the eyes cannot be. Velo mina ozen. Next one. Well, let's go to the ears. I'll take a piece of his ear. So I can't do it. Shelo tehet saitanit. Saitan means she loves to hear gossip. Loves to hear what's going on. Okay. I have a rule in my house. I don't talk about people in my house. Sometimes it makes her nervous. Somebody got engaged. And I know already they've been dating for 3 months.
Yes.
But I don't say. That's not the way it works. And she says, you heard? They got engaged. I'm like, yeah, I know. They're dating for a few months already. You didn't tell me. Who's dating? Who's going out? Tzaitanit. There's a certain attraction for a woman to hear what's going on, like satellites collecting all the waves of information from all around, much more than a man. Man hears something, he hears it, doesn't hear it, it's the same thing. Sometimes he likes it, but it's not that important for him. But by a woman, it's painful. If there's information in the house and she knows about it, she won't stop till she gets it. She needs to hear it. It's one of the big attractions to a woman. She loves to hear what's going on outside. She loves to hear what's going on inside too. That's why Hashem gave it to her. So she could listen to what's relevant to her and her family. Not to ignore things. She wants to hear things. But it's very dangerous for the woman to live her life constantly needing to know what's going on in the streets. It's obvious why that's very dangerous to her and to her family. Hashem says, I can't create her from the ear. No good. Too dangerous. Next. Hashem moved down to the mouth. It's okay. That's the next place. The mouth of the person. Let's take a piece of Adam's mouth. Put it and make her the Isha. Velo minape. That one you all know. You don't need a midrash for this one. Velo minape. Says the midrash. A woman is dangerous to herself. She's dangerous. She can ruin herself. Ruin her family. Why? She lot the head dabranit. Too much talking. Talking about things that shouldn't be discussed in the house. Talking about things outside the house, about the house. Talking to her friends about things that doesn't have any relevance to her. Talking about people. Talking about... It's a dangerous part of a woman. This midrash should be like stored in every girl's school. All the dangers of a woman. The rosh, the head, the eyes, the ears, and the mouth. All danger zone. Beware. Proceed with caution. Hashem says, okay, you know what? Let's go to the heart. What can be wrong with the heart? Take a piece of Adam's heart and create the woman. The lo min haler. Hashem says, forget it. I can't do the heart either. Why? She lo tehe kantanit. Look at that. Kantanit means she likes to
stir the pot.
Stir the pot. She likes to instigate. She likes to have. She's competitive. She has in her heart this desire to constantly criticize, to compete with her neighbors, with her friends. She wants more attention. She wants more of this. Kantarit means she has a inner desire to fight and to argue and to cause all kinds of tension and turmoil. That is another yetzerah of the woman. That she is prone to get into arguments and fights and uncomfortable relationships. Hashem said, I'm sorry, the lev is out. We have to make sure that she's on guard to watch herself, not to get involved in things that are going to break. When she's involved in her family and her involved in the children, she will fight the world to protect her children. She'll fight everyone to protect her husband. That's why she was given that. A man may say, it doesn't matter. Don't worry. It's fine. No, to protect her children, to protect her family, she'll go all the way. She doesn't care who's standing in the way. She goes somewhere. Doctor says, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it today. You're doing it today. The husband says, stop. Come back tomorrow. Not a big deal. No. Today. I'm not leaving. I think the guy's embarrassed. He covers his face. A woman will fight for her family. Not like the men. She'll fight for her own husband. She'll fight with him about him. She'll fight with him to protect him. You got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the dentist. Okay, I'll go. Don't worry. I'll make the appointment for you. She's fighting with him for him. So a woman in her nature is a fighter. Was given for a good reason. To fight for her family. But when she's misusing that characteristic that God gave her, and she starts putting that energy outside her home, it is a disaster. Inside the home and outside the home. She's going to have all kinds of relationships and teams, and this group talks to me, this group doesn't talk to me. There's all kinds of teams that woman has. She's friends with her, so I can't be friends with her. And then this one and this one, they have all kinds of politics. Hashem says that the danger of a woman, I'm not making her from the lib. I got to give her that message very clear. Says the Midrash, so where are we going to make her from? We ran out of items. Where are we going? Says the Midrash, Ella mimakom shehu tzanua ba'adam. I'm going to make her from a place that nobody would have thought of. I'm going to make her from a spot that nobody sees even. No one talks about it. When was the last time he spoke about a rib? Who talks about ribs? We don't even know. If not that Adam and Hava were created, Hava and Adam is a rib, we would never talk about it. It's a place hidden. Nobody talks about it. No one knows about it. Mimakom she'utzanu av Adam. The place in Adam that is hidden. Hashem says, that's the message. That's the message. It's not just, I'm not going to give her the wrong message. I want to give her a powerful message. The other ones was scary. They were great places to build from, but they were dangerous. Hashem said, I'm going to give her a place, and I'm going to give her a powerful message along with it. That your success in life, dear woman, your success in life is to be tzanua. That's where all your bracha is coming from. It's coming from your tzniut, not from your brain, not from your eyes, not from your anywhere in your body. It's coming from your tzniut. That's where your success is. All the things we mentioned are all the danger zones. And now comes the source of the beracha of a woman. Unbelievable. That's what Midrash means. Vayiven. Hashem said, when I create the woman, I gotta think about this. Oh boy, this is not a simple thing. I'm not just creating her for the moment. I'm creating her for life. I want to teach her something. I want to give her eternal guidance for her future and her success. It's amazing that when Hashem made the woman, what he came to teach us with those words, by even Hashem built it from the tzelah, from the rib. So much went into that. So much guidance. So many halachot. We're being taught by that creation. It's amazing. How beautiful this midrash is. You read this midrash, you go crazy from the wisdom, from the beauty, from how they took a few words and just opened it up and just made it such a beautiful reality. Few words in the Torah and the tremendous, powerful, eternal advice that it gives every single woman in what her true value is and where her true success comes from and the dangers that lie ahead. It's all in those two words. Vayiven, I built, I thought about it from the rib. Says the Midrash, not only did he build her from the rib, ve'al kol ever ve'ever shehaya boreba. It all came from the rib. From the rib, Hashem is creating all the limbs. Every limb that Hashem made that came out of this rib, al kol ever ve'ever shehaya boreba haya omer la. Hashem said to Hava, Tehe isha tzenu'a. Tehe isha tzenu'a. Be a modest woman. Be a isha tzenu'a. It doesn't mean omela, he said to Hava. What does it matter to Hava? What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with our woman? No. What the Midrash means to say, when he made all the limbs from the rib, it's as if every single one that he made, it's as if he was saying to her, beats and why. That was the message of the rib. Everything that came out came from the rib. It was a message. The heart, the mind, the body, the hands, the leg, everything, every part that came from those ribs was a powerful sound. Came from the rib, pisanua. Every piece that was made from the rib had the instructions of the ribs. Because that is the beracha of the woman and the hatzlacha of the woman. That's why it says, Yevarecha Hashem veishmerecha. Ishmerecha. You need to be shomer your daughters. A woman needs to be watched because she has something very beautiful inside of her. Her tremendous chokhmah. And she has many things that if she's not careful, she could put her life and her family and her future in danger. All these things the Midrash are mentioning are the dangers of a woman. And therefore she needs shemirah. She needs extra watching that she doesn't fall in the pitfalls so that she could really be a successful, great person. We'll continue tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem.